Heading into the pandemic, 28% of jobless workers nationwide were able to get on unemployment. But eligibility has varied widely. On the low end, in Florida, South Dakota, and Arizona, only about 10% qualified. Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project says states have kept workers off the rolls by
adding hurdles to get benefits, increasing the number of work searches that people have to make, monetary eligibility requirements. So people with tipped income, people working sporadically, generally get left off.
And in the least generous states, more families have fallen below the poverty line in the pandemic, says Notre Dame economist Jim Sullivan. His recent study found
the rise in poverty is much more pronounced for the states for which unemployment insurance take-up is low. We saw a rise in the last 6 months of 3.5 percentage points.
Poverty's up 1.5% in states with the highest share of jobless workers on the unemployment rolls. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.